Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If you have a neck tattoo, what is it? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. I'm Anna. That's Raven. We bring this up because Selena Gomez just got a neck tattoo. It says Rare, which is the name of her new album. And I just think that when you get a neck tattoo, you are that is a bold, bold decision in your life.
Here's the thing. Selena Gomez, not really taking a lot of risk with this because she already has a job. I've told you my theory before on the neck tattoo thing. Right. All right. So obviously tattoos, I mean, I've got tons of them. You've got more than a few.
But you got to remember, my mom, they're all hidden. They're all hidden.
Right.
If you met me and we were at a wedding, you would never know that I have tattoos.
You could be covered. Yeah. Right. In all these different regards. So your mom, you were like 32 years old when your mom found out you had a tattoo.
Oh, yeah. Right. I hid it for her for a very long time.
Mine are more out there. No question. You can see my tattoos. But I don't have a neck tattoo. And tattoos are widely more accepted now than they used to be back in the day. No question about it. But if you're getting a face tattoo or a neck tattoo, you best have a job. All right. That's all I'm saying is you best have a job and you better think about the content. You could be a nice gentleman. I could walk up. You could have a huge tattoo of your dog on your neck. And if you are employed, there's some people that just aren't going to hire you.
That's true. So I was looking at other celebrities that had neck tattoos.
Right.
Christina Aguilera has X-Tina.
Again, made her money. She's doing fine.
Right. Rihanna has Rebel Fleur in French, so Rebel Flower.
I mean, she's her own designer. So again, more money coming in.
Post Malone has always tired tattooed on the front of his face.
If Post Malone's career did not work out, what's Post Malone doing?
I don't know.
He is the scariest, scariest guy working at any counter that you've met in your life. And you just don't know which counter would be right. Is he at the auto parts store? Or is he in the warehouse? I don't know, but I'm afraid.
One 4th of July, I was in Philadelphia, and I was walking behind a woman. We were, like, sightseeing, and she had YOLO written on her neck.
Good.
And all I kept thinking was, that's a bold, bold statement.
And
YOLO
on
your neck, right?
It's a bad choice.
YOLO on your neck?
On your neck.
Right.
How does that age, too? I told you, the one time I got sucked into going to a timeshare presentation, I went through the whole thing, and I was like, listen, there's nothing you guys can say that will make me sign something today for 19% interest to buy some sort of room somewhere. And the guy that was showing me the place freaked out. He had to be restrained, physically restrained and held back, and he yelled, you don't trust me? And he had a Playboy bunny tattooed on his neck.
Right, like, you don't. I'm sorry.
It's
if
over.
You have a Playboy let's just be honest.
Right?
Right.
It's a bad choice. Selena Gomez, though, probably going to be fine.
She'll be okay.
Good luck, Selena.